Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, this is Volume 4, Episode 18, The Way Business Should Be, Part 19, Trust Your Gut Instinct. That's right. You got to trust your gut. Hey, how often have we heard that? We hear that all the time, that you should trust your gut. Today, we're going to kind of dive into that topic, okay? So first of all, if you're listening on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Amazon Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, we greatly appreciate it. And you can also watch the video version of this on our YouTube channel, right? So today, we're diving into a topic that's both deeply personal and highly practical, trusting your gut feeling in business. Okay, whether you're leading a team, negotiating deals, or making hiring decisions, your intuition can be one of your most reliable tools. So we're going to explore why trusting your gut is crucial, some real-world examples, the science behind it, and the best practices for using it effectively in your business, all right? So first of all, why gut feelings matter in business. We often hear that gut feeling shouldn't override hard data, okay? But studies show that intuition can be a powerful ally. A powerful ally it is. According to research from the University of California, Berkeley, up to 90% of high-performing executives say they rely on their gut when making critical business decisions. One of the reasons gut feelings matters is because they're based on subconscious data processing. You might not be aware of every detail your brain is analyzing, but those details form the foundation of your intuitive response. So let's talk about some real-world examples. All right, number one, Steve Jobs and the iPhone. When Apple was developing the iPhone, many believed it was too risky. You know, considering it, we already had, you know, established competition. Hey, who had Nokia or the Motorola, you know, brick flip phone or a bag phone even maybe? But Jobs trusted his intuition that a smartphone could redefine communication. His gut feeling proved correct, creating a multi-billion dollar product line. Now, he also, you know, talked to a lot of people. And, you know, at the end of the day, he listened to what the consumer wanted and went with his gut. Let's talk about another example, Howard Schultz and the Starbucks expansion. So Schultz felt expanding Starbucks beyond coffee to become a third place between work and home was the right move. Even when data suggested otherwise, his gut instinct helped transform Starbucks into a globally recognized brand that it is today. Now, I'm not sure if this is true anymore, but Starbucks typically, they didn't do any advertising. They bought location, location, location. And a lot of those locations were in heavy traffic areas where people were going from home to work. And again, this is obviously pre-COVID. Now that we have, you know, stay at home and hybrid, you know, I'm not sure how that has, you know, impacted Starbucks, but you get the point. All right, next example, Sarah Blakely and Spanx. Okay, now, I'm not familiar with Spanx. Some of you ladies may be familiar with the brand, but Blakely started Spanx based on a gut feeling that women needed better undergarment options. Her intuition, not market research, guided her product development and marketing. Turned out to be a billion-dollar idea. Now, I'm going to kind of give you a personal story. So years ago, I had the opportunity to leave a job, go to another job, but that also involved relocation. And I want to tell you, I struggled with that decision. We loved where we lived. We like, oh, this is great. You know, we love the house. We love the area. But this was a great opportunity. So we thought about it. Yeah, the move got us a little closer to family. And, you know, but something was still, I don't know, gnawing at me. So I went to, you know, the church we were going to at the time, talked to the pastor and, you know, kind of said, here's my dilemma. And he said, well, you know, throw your hat in the ring. And what he's explaining was, in the old days, you know, if you were going to make a commitment, you would throw your hat over the kind of the gates of the city, you know, over the ring, and you had to go get your hat. Because back in those days, a hat was a very prized and valued thing, you know, kept sun and rain and, you know, the weather off of you, kept you dry, kept your head dry. So, you know, he said, look, I mean, you just make the decision. You know, if you throw the hat in the ring, you go for it, you know. And at the time, it wasn't really, it's like, oh, thanks, that's not very helpful. But really, it made sense. But I threw my hat in the ring, but I didn't want to do it. I did it reluctantly. As a result, it was a disaster. Within 6 months, we had moved. I took another job and moved because it was just terrible. So anyway, my gut was screaming. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. It put me on a path and, you know, I learned things and did other things. But the point is, my gut was screaming at me, said, hey, this is a bad decision. This is not going to end well. So that's my personal, you know, trust your gut story. All right, we're going to go into some statistics and science behind gut feelings. So why personal stories are compelling, the data also backs up the power of gut feelings. So research from the Harvard Business School found that decision makers who balanced intuition with analysis had better outcomes 70% of the time. A study from the University of Leeds showed that intuitive decision-making draws from the brain's long-term memory, which means it's not just random guesswork, but a reflection of accumulated experience. Neuroscience studies show that gut feeling stems from the same part of the brain responsible for emotion. This makes intuitive decisions quicker and often more accurate, especially in fast-paced situations. Now, we'll talk about that for a second. You know, I think making a decision quickly is a good mark of a leader. Obviously, some things, you know, acquisitions or, you know, if you're going to terminate someone, you know, but usually, you know, your gut, your first quick decision is the right one. And those of you who've taken a multiple choice test, you know what I'm talking about. While it's essential to leverage intuition, here are some best practices to ensure that your gut feelings work in your favor. So one, you want to combine your gut feeling with data. Use your gut to identify potential opportunities or red flags, then back it up with data analysis. This gives you kind of a holistic or overview of the situation. All right. Number two, pause for reflection. Before making a final decision based on your gut, take a moment to reflect. Is your intuition based on fear or genuine insight? Stepping back allows for a clear assessment. All right. Number three, build experience. Your intuition improves over time. The more experience you gain, the better your gut becomes at detecting patterns and is guiding you, especially if you haven't been in a job in a long time. You know what I'm talking about. It's like, oh yeah, I know how this is going to turn out. And it's experience, you know, then your gut's telling you, and it's kind of a combination. All right. Number four, listen to your body. Gut feelings often manifest physically, tightness in the stomach, a sense of unease or excitement. Pay attention to those sensations, because they offer clues about whether you're on the right track. Now, again, I go back to my personal example that I gave a little while ago about, you know, a relocation. I lost sleep over it. I think I developed an ulcer. I mean, I just, you know, again, my body was also telling me. So anyway, I there's a lot of credence in listening to your body. All right, check for biases. Be aware of cognitive biases that can influence your gut. For instance, confirmation bias might make you feel your gut is right even when it's not. So develop a self-awareness to discern between genuine intuition and bias. And say, well, what does bias mean? You know, like the conventional wisdom or conventional thinking. Go back a couple podcasts because I cover that pretty, you know, in deep detail. Okay, I just gave you five best practices for, you know, leveraging your gut. So let's talk about balancing gut feelings and rational thinking. So trusting your gut, and it doesn't mean ignoring, you know, reasonable thought. You know, it's about finding the right balance. So the most effective business leaders are those who know when to lean into their intuition and when to step back and when to rely on analysis. If you cultivate the skill, you can make faster, smarter decisions and drive better outcomes. Now, and I'm going to kind of geek out for a second. I'm going to talk about, you know, Star Trek. So Star Trek The Next Generation, for those of you sci-fi people, you know, it was a little different from the original Star Trek series where you had Captain Kirk and he made all the decisions. But on this Next Generation, Gene Roddenberry, the creator, he wanted to be more of a committee kind of thing. So the captain, Jean-Luc Picard, he said, hey, he got everyone's opinion. But in the end, he trusted his experience and his intuition or his gut and made the final decision. So, you know, a good leader will seek out other people's opinions and maybe what their gut feeling is, and then rolled it into what he's got to decide. So anyway, just a little side trail here. I think that's a good point for what I'm trying to make. All right, to wrap it up, your gut feeling in business is just that. It's a hunch. It's a combination of subconscious processing, emotional intelligence, and experimental learning. By recognizing its value and integrating with other decision-making tools, you can become a more agile and effective leader. And it'll be pretty cool too, because you'll hopefully make good decisions, all right? So if you've got some stories about how gut feelings led to a game-changing decision, I'd love to hear from them. Hey, drop me a message, leave a comment. That's all I got. Kind of a short episode today. Been wanting to do one on gut, trust your gut instinct, because that comes up a lot in discussions with friends and colleagues. And, you know, trust your gut, I always say. And here's a little information to back that up. So until next time, keep trusting your gut, because in business, it might be the best guide. And thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.